AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Australia, a memorial has been held for the victims of Sunday's Bondi Beach shooting that killed at least 15 people. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
A crowd has gathered at the site of the deadly shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach in Australia. Paying respect to the victims, they lit menorah candles, sang songs, and gave speeches to the gathered mourners. Sunday's mass shooting targeted a Hanukkah celebration, leaving at least 15 people dead. None of the dead or wounded victims have been formally named by the authorities, but those killed include a 10-year-old girl, a rabbi, and a Holocaust survivor. Dozens of others were injured, some seriously. The horror at Australia's most popular beach was the deadliest shooting in almost three decades in a country with strict gun control laws. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the massacre an act of anti-Semitic terrorism that struck at the heart of the nation. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Officials in Providence, Rhode Island said the person of interest detained in the Brown University shooting will be released after law enforcement authorities determined there was no basis to keep the individual in custody. At a news conference last night, Providence Chief Oscar Perez said this was a very complex investigation.
We followed on a lead, and we followed on this specific lead, but we were able to examine every single evidence that led us to this individual. And at that point, that's how investigations work. Investigations will tell us whether something is valid or not, whether something needs to be ruled out. It's not a mistake. It's just how investigations work.
Audio courtesy WCVB. Two students were killed on Saturday and nine were injured. In sports, the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes tore the ACL in his left knee. The two-time MVP quarterback was considering surgical options. This is AP News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Pope Leo's criticism of prison overcrowding as he addressed inmates with a message of hope.
Prison is a difficult environment, and even the best intentions can encounter many obstacles. Precisely for this reason, however, we must not tire, become discouraged or back down, but move forward with tenacity, courage, and a spirit of collaboration. Many people still do not understand that we must be able to get back up after every fall, that no human being is defined by their actions, and that justice is always a process of reparation and reconciliation. The Vatican said around 6,000 people signed up to participate in the weekend pilgrimage dedicated to prisoners that marks the final big event of the 2025 Holy Year. Among them were some inmates who received authorization to participate. The mass marked the end of the Jubilee year. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.